Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. The state legislative session is now just more than one-third over. At a Republican Party gathering in Kalispell on Friday, about 30 party members said they're generally happy with how it's going, as Republicans hold majorities in both the state House and Senate. The Glacier Country Pachyderm Club spoke with five Flathead Valley Republican legislators on Skype for almost an hour. Representative Randy Brodell of Kalispell talked about proposed legislation on gun rights. Last Thursday, Democratic Governor Steve Bullock vetoed a pair of gun bills.
And we have no ability to protect ourselves legally.
Representative Mark Noland of Big Fork gave updates on invasive mussels.
Because it isn't fair that the state of Montana has to foot the bill on all these things coming from other states.
And Senator Dee Brown of Hungry Horse weighed the pros and cons of a proposed bill on the anticipated special election to fill Montana's lone House seat. A Republican-sponsored bill would allow counties to conduct that election with mail-in ballots only.
I talked against it on the floor, but we've never really done anything in the Flathead with a mail ballot, so it's going to be an interesting process.
The Pachyderm Club meets every Friday in the basement of Sykes Diner in Kalispell for lunch chats about politics. But the Skype call to Helena this week was something special.
These legislators that were speaking today exemplify what the whole legislative body is doing this year.
That's Clarice Ryan of Big Fork.
I think that they have some really heavy-duty bills that are going through.
You are so incredibly organized. You have this little memo pad here with candy canes on it and a list of all the bills you're tracking.
Well, that's right, but I'm not the only one tracking, and there's other people, friends of mine, that do this.
She says she's following bills about water rights, social issues like abortion.
And the mail-in ballot is one of the really critical ones that is going on nationwide.
She says day of voter registration and mail-in ballots are cause for concern.
Well, the mail-in ballot is opening the door for too much hanky-panky, I will say.
Supporters of the bill point out that in some heavily Republican counties, most voters chose to mail in their ballots in the last election. Steve Armstrong of Big Fork considers himself an independent. This was his first Pachyderm Club meeting.
Disappointing that the session is overly political this year, because it seems to be impeding progress.
Armstrong says he's following legislation that addresses the spread of invasive mussels. His wife, Linnea, says she's a little more conservative than Steve. She's more concerned about Governor Steve Bullock's action this session.
All this vetoing, I'm not sure about. It's kind of obnoxious.
The two gun bills Bullock vetoed Thursday would have allowed guns on post office property, and another would have eliminated the need for a concealed weapons permit. Mitch Drachman of Whitefish has been following a few bills about gun rights. He supports the bills that would allow legislators to carry firearms within the Capitol complex in Helena and one allowing guns in post offices. But he also thinks there should be some limitations for permitless carrying.
People are responsible that carry weapons. The statistics show that. And it's self-defense. So you should be able to carry it in places of that nature.
But not at a restaurant where alcohol is served.
Not at a restaurant where alcohol is served.
House Bill 494 would allow people to carry guns without permits in restaurants where alcohol is not the primary item sold. It passed out of the House Friday and now goes to the Senate. Pachyderm Club President Todd Bernhardt says he hopes to have another Skype session with legislators in March.
The goal of Pachyderm is to engage people in the political process. And so this is a legislative season, so what better way to engage people than to have legislators live via Skype from Helena. And so today we had Representative Carl Glimm, Representative Mark Nolan, Senator Dee Brown, Senator Alyshevsky, and Representative Randy Brodell.
In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.